graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Episode 185 of Suplex City Limits for Halloween 2018. The call is coming from inside the house. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he crawls in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. My co-host.
It's more like I'm too lazy to stand up, and I'll just crawl and just lick the blood off the floor kind of deal. But, my name's Tala Fudge.
Really high, crawling, looking for Doritos.
Crumbs, please. Give me crumbs.
That's from Thriller, son. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. If there's a fucking podcast site that you don't find the show on, let me know.
Yeah,
I'll make sure and get it on there.
Of course. Unless they don't like crude humor, then they won't let us on.
Yeah, well, you can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Got 4 designs, soon to be 5, available. Soon as somebody sends me the artwork. No.
I've got the base out. I can send you the base outline actually right now, so whatever.
Well, I'll do it while you fucking do the open asshole.
Yeah. I'm just stuck.
Or you can donate on Patreon. Get a shout out at the show. Like Caleb the Madman Morganfield, Casey Ghoul Gearing, Christopher Serial Killer Spalding, Smack It Down Podcast, The Monster Orgy, and Max's Garage. Dude, if you go, you gotta fuck the mummy. The mummy is good.
I heard Frankenstein's asshole is super tight.
Yeah, Frankenstein gives a fuck of a blowjob.
Watch it, though. If you turn those knobs, he cranks down and he bites your dick off.
Don't fuck him if there's lightning around. They hit those fucking bolts.
Yeah,
exactly. Cannibal Chris Savage, Boo Brad Reiter. Sorry for mispronouncing your last name, B-Rad. The Killer Keith Martin, Terrible Ty Loney, Insane Ian Jackson. That one just fucking worked. Jack-o'-lantern Jeremy Foltz, or Cody the Horror Hatch, who donated via PayPal. So this week on the Halloween edition, we'll be taking a look at something very scary, the Evolution card. Talks of NWA 70th anniversary, top three of the week, the news, and a whole lot more. Let's start it off with the top three.
Suplex
City Limits. Top three.
Suplex City Limits top three. The top three matches of the week. Our top three matches of the week.
Yes.
Not the. I don't want to argue with anybody over Twitter.
and if you want to argue, don't. Just don't.
Yeah. I don't know. Fucking. You can tweet.
Tweet your own tweet top three. That's what you do.
Oh, there you go.
You know,
or just argue with Klondike Bill or something.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll get far there.
Take us through this shit, homie.
The first match on the top three came from 205 Live, which I watched. I watched the match. That was it. But Ali and Mustafa Ali taking on Hideo Itami in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
It was. I did not see this, but that sounds fucking good.
It was fantastic. Ali is a next level talent when it comes to working in the ring, and he cuts a good promo. Itami, this was probably one of my favorite Itami matches I've seen in WWE.
He has never really had like a lot of those blowaway matches there. So
no, he hasn't. And you know, they went outside. They fucking Ali did a 450 through a goddamn table outside.
Oh shit!
So I mean,
you mean outside the ring, not yeah. like outside the building?
Oh no, yeah, outside the ring.
That'd be dope.
But yeah, the match was really good.
Mustafa Ali, one of the guys who actually has managed to get over on that godforsaken show.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I think the guy's got a lot of character. He's got a decent look, you know.
Yeah. I won't hold the fact that he was a former cop against him.
No. And plus, I smoked a joint around a cop the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I can. It was fantastic. Well, my neighbors probably didn't find it fantastic because the cops were there because they chased a guy into their driveway and, their car beat up their car and blew through all their trees. So I heard this crash and I was getting ready to smoke a joint and I go out and there's cops. I was like, oh fuck, I should go inside. Right? And then I was like, oh wait, I can do this. Yeah. I just light my joint and I just stood in the driveway watching the cops.
Yeah. Freedom, son. Yeah. Freedom.
Freedom.
Well, we got it. Yeah, exactly.
7-2 Survive match from Lucha Underground for the Gift of the Gods Championship.
Dude. This match was fucking awesome. Dude, Steve, they got Steve over. I can't believe it. Every time he did like a move or hit somebody with a wrench, they were Steve, 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 Steve. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? Like, to me, my first thing is I am not going to... Big Bad Steve. Fuck your name, bud. Big Bad Steve.
Yeah, why would they do Big Bad Steve?
I don't know. To me, it just seemed like such a comedic character. It's like, we give up. What do we do? Fuck it. Give him Big Bad Steve.
It's like I said on Twitter this week, man. It's like in a world, in a universe, you know, that includes dragons, lizard people, spacemen who travel through time. A mechanic named Steve is pretty fucking shitty, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. No matter how big of a fucking wrench he's got. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the best part of this, and really my favorite thing in pro the wrestling
construction
this week.
Thing?
Mid-match, fucking Drago comes out, guiding a forklift. But he's in a bright yellow work vest, and he has on a fucking construction worker helmet.
Yes.
That has two horns coming out of it.
He's like, remember that TV show, The Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
This he was like a character out of there because like that's what I feel like they would do. If they had a construction hat on, there would be their spikes would be coming through.
Holy fuck, dude. I popped so hard. And he has the Aerostar gets on the forklift, raises it up, and Aerostar is a fucking crazy high cross body off of it.
They must have taken the placard off. Saying you cannot ride this forklift.
Yeah. And also in this too, Dante Fox takes this bonkers as fuck bump off the balcony onto the floor. Like, I don't know how he didn't break his tailbone doing what he did. He basically did a front flip off, landed flat on his ass on the pads outside.
Yeah, because nobody caught him.
Yeah.
Like, he literally landed in the donut hole of the people. And God forbid Jake Strong caught him, right?
Yeah, no shit. Fucking seven, whatever he is. And so, yeah, I don't know if he blew out his asshole or what. But if he hurt himself or not, he sold the shit out of it, you know?
Yeah.
You have to hurt yourself doing that. I don't know. Like,
there's no way you can't land that safely. Well, you can land it safely. You can land it safer than usual.
Yeah.
But still.
It was super fun. Basically, it was the whole show. Just a 7-man elimination. Very fun. Check it out. And the final match is Cody Rhodes versus Nick Aldis from NWA 70th anniversary. What did you think of this match, man?
I thought the match was super fun. The two out of three falls brought in a decent story. To me, if they're going for a third match, I don't know why the two out of three falls was now.
Cage match. But,
yeah, well, I suppose, I guess the end, I suppose a cage match would be a nice little touch.
Because they still had bullshit from the women getting involved. And so.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
Also, side note, Jim Vicious Hottie of the Week is that Camille Kane.
Oh. She's a tall bitch.
5'10", according to her Twitter.
What? How short is everybody else?
Yeah, no shit, right?
Holy.
I was like, how fucking tall is this broad? And then I looked at her Twitter, and it says, like, 5'10", whatever model. I'm like, oh.
She's my height.
Yeah. Nick Aldis is not. I mean, 5'10", pretty tall for a broad, don't get me wrong, but I thought she was, like, 6 foot something, you know?
Yeah.
Tall as a volleyball playing bitch.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah. She's hot, though.
She's a pretty lady, Jim. She's a pretty lady. But
Jim Vicious Hottie of the Week. I don't like 2 out of 3 falls matches because I just immediately don't care about the first two.
I get it.
Really matters, you know.
I get it. Yeah, it's for a 2 out of 3 falls match. It did tell a good story. That's my opinion of it. I liked where in the first fall where I can't remember the exact sequence, but it was Aldis got the pin. It was a submission, and Cody taps out real fast so that it doesn't wear out of his body, and he gets up before Aldis even gets up. You know, I thought that was a good take on it, and building off of that and going into the next fall, I just thought it was a good
well laid out match. Have people on commentary who are skilled enough to know to do that.
Jim Cornette.
Jim Cornette, he stole the show?
He did. He was my favorite part of that show.
So there you go. That's the top three. Let's just get into the NWA 70th anniversary.
My hottie of the week was Penelope Ford and her titty tape. That was my hottie of the week.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I enjoyed the show. And dude, some people, you know, of course, they were quick to shit on the various issues of the show.
Yeah.
Dude, to put on something like that, I've like worked with on like music festivals and shit, or anything that's like of a large scale to get something like that to go off without a hitch is an insane amount of work and preparation. Yeah. It's our first show. This was, I guess, done by Championship from Hollywood. They did a lot of the production and shit, which I don't think they've done live stuff before. Their little TV show.
Probably not.
Your little fucking TV show. Their TV show. Yeah, their TV show looks pretty good. But this was the poops.
Yeah, like the music cues were, I'm going to say, awful.
Yeah.
Like music would just cut off abruptly. There was no fade in, no fade out. I thought that would attract your attention away from everything else when that would happen. Mm-hmm. I thought the miking of the commentators were a little low, especially Tony Schiavone. But you know, other than that, man, the rest of it, sure, they didn't have any audio for some interviews and stuff like that. But
How about when they cut from that backstage interview for like that broad who introduced us to Rory?
Oh, and they Funk. And they continued the fucking.
A man who needs no introduction looks down at her card, looks up. Rory Funk. I don't know if she said Rory or not, but either way, when you say someone needs no introduction and then you look down to see their name.
Yeah, no, it's pretty
fuck yourself, bitch.
There was also a moment where they were doing the interview with Penelope Ford and she starts talking to the cameraman before they even cut away.
Oh yeah, it was great, man. And they're laughing and shit.
Yeah.
Like, fucking retards.
Yeah. Fuck. Mm-hmm.
That was shitty.
But what do you think of Jazz?
I like the her because she's a badass black bitch, man.
I do too, man. I think like, her being the NWA champion is something that is perfect
Now. Who else is doing that? Who else is like a fucking badass black chick?
Nobody.
Right now?
Not that I know of. Nobody.
I mean, in the indies maybe, but not on WWE or Impact or even Lucha Underground, anywhere.
No.
So I like that she's like, I'll fucking kick your bitch ass. You know, she's just fucking hardcore.
And
man.
The promo she cut at the end of her match, too, is that she was coming for the NWA title. It's like, fuck. Yeah. I believe that. you know, and that's something that I'd want to see. Like, intergender matches have a place, in my opinion. They can be fun. Jazz will make an intergender match fucking fantastic, I feel.
How do you know how old is she? Is she pretty 40 old?
40-something.
Yeah.
Like, you think about it, in 2002, I believe, maybe 2000. Yeah, I think 2002 she debuted in the WWF.
Yeah. She came out this week basically saying, like, fuck a women's evolution.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she wasn't treated very well in the WWE.
Yeah. She took a real shit on that pay-per-view, I guess, so... Pretty fucking awesome. Yeah, she's cool. I mean, I thought that match was, you know, I don't know.
It was nothing special. Hebner's horrible.
Hebner is trash. Fuck.
Nobody put Earl Hebner on your show ever again, please.
Yeah, that miscount dude, he slaps her in the head. I don't know what he's doing. So that she, I guess she forgot to kick out. Maybe it's not his problem. But in general, I had a real problem with all of Hebner's reffing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
fucking
not.
Fucking sucks.
It's not good. He doesn't look like he's aware. He doesn't look like he knows what's going on. He he looks confused. It's, man, it's not the Earl Hebner we all know and love. You know, why don't you just save that to his son now? You know, let Brian Hebner do it.
If you go back and watch Hebner, he has this little hitch in his count that will allow you to know that there's a kick out every single time.
Oh, really? I've never noticed that.
No, don't notice it.
Okay.
Don't do it to yourself. Dude. Okay, don't ruin everything. Thank you. Yeah, but he's just like crazy grandpa, you know, like fucking grandpa got out. He's going to be doing that, you know, he'll have dementia and he'll be like fucking sliding in, counting pins on shit all over the place. He'll escape in a ref out costume.
He'll be
down the street.
Be an old folks home, just counting out the fucking ladies. When he dies, he can go out with good old Stu.
Dig it. Isn't dementia funny?
It is hilarious. He can't remember shit.
Yeah. What else do we have on this fucking show?
Willie Mack winning the national title over Samuel Shaw. You couldn't think of a better match to do than Willie Mack and Samuel Shaw?
I guess someone wanted to push Shaw.
Obviously. Push him right to the loss. Sure.
Well, no. I mean, they pushed him up to there. I mean, that first match had all kinds of people who I would have rather seen wrestle Willie Mack. You know, I don't know.
I agree completely.
Although I don't have a problem with that guy.
No, he's got a good look. It's just when I see him, I see the crazy guy from TNA.
Remember him.
He was stalking. He was the one that used to, who was he stalking? Was it? I don't know. He was stalking somebody. He was doing the DDP gimmick. He used to wear leather gloves. A long black tight shirt and black slacks and hair slicked.
It works so
right
well.
There.
It works so well for DDP. I don't blame him for trying to replicate it. When did Willie Mack become Chocolate Thunder, by the way? Or is he just that on the indies? That's amazing.
I don't
That's
know.
Tremendous.
But I love it.
Yeah. But I don't know who a lot of those people are, like Mike Perro, Ricky Starks. I don't know who these people are. Did any of them really stand out to you? I thought that. A lot of people were on Peter Avalon, dude. To me, that guy he's got the charisma and shit, but he doesn't have the body. Is that the point, maybe? Is that, like, he's trying to be, like, Rick Rude or something, but, like, he's just a skinny little fuck? Or
that's
what?
The one that cut the promo on Jim Cornette, right? On the announce table? Went back to the announce table and told him that he's so good or whatever?
I have no idea. He's the guy with the mustache, like, porn mustache. He looks like a really skinny Rick Rude.
Maybe.
He took on Tim Storm.
Oh, fuck. The Chase Owens looking motherfucker.
I don't know. Not really.
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. It's the guy with the funky haircut.
I don't know, but he comes out with the fucking robe and everything. And I thought that dude had a ton of charisma in this match. He was really, really fucking good.
Yeah.
I don't think he has enough of a body, though, to do
especially
the gimmick,
when
unless that is part of the gimmick. I don't know.
It could be a part of the gimmick, but when you look across the ring at Tim Storm, who's aging horribly, you know what I mean? He looks his age every bit of it and has such a better body. You just look at Peter Avalon and just be like, holy fuck.
In the face, he looks fucking old as shit, but he's got a fucking, he's pretty built still. He's big motherfucker.
He is.
They turned it into a, you know, kiss your foot, which to me felt very NWA, man. I'm like, Absolutely. Right? This is like, of course there's a kiss, loser kisses the fucking winner's foot. Like, this is, so in that sense, I really liked it, man. They put it in, you know, it wasn't expected. They worked it in the pre-match promos.
Yeah.
Good shit, man.
Yeah, no, I thought the look of the show was okay. There was one camera angle I didn't like for the most part, and it was kind of like a hard cam, but I felt like it was off-centered. Like, the ropes that were facing us were higher than the ropes below it. And it just made people look stupidly short. Like, the ropes would be at their neck and shit.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. But, I mean, the show itself looked fantastic, like, lighting-wise and everything. And you know, for a first-time show, it looked really good.
And, dude, Crazy Steve!
All right? Right?
I fought so hard for Crazy Steve, man. Man, I was fantastic. Like, I'm going to get to say Crazy Steve on the show.
And you almost forgot.
And Shannon Moore,
yeah, he's looking different. Hey,
they're doing I mean, it's like 2018, almost 19, and they're still doing like a Marilyn Manson gimmick or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Marilyn Manson's a bit out of there, but you know, yeah. You don't hear about him very much anymore. But I mean, Shannon Moore's probably what, 37 years old? I wouldn't say he's very hip with what's in these days.
I think him and Crazy Steve, you know, I thought it was an okay tag team. Yeah. I didn't hate it. Nope. What's that Josephus guy, though?
Fuck him.
I didn't get it.
I don't like that.
For a dude who had that much focus as a promo, and he didn't nail it.
No.
So.
First off, he looked Bush League as fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever that robe was, I don't care if it was some kind of KKK robe, because that's what first thing I seen. I was like, oh, he's a KKK type member, but the robe itself just looks stupid.
Bush League zag out shit. No, fucking. What do you think of the War Kings? I thought those dudes were all right.
I didn't like them in TNA. I got no time for them now. Fuck those guys. Crimson can suck my dick.
See, that's the thing that's funny here. It's like you're like, this person from TNA, and I'm like, I never saw that shit.
Man. See, you're lucky. You're fucking lucky, man.
So to me, I'm like, who are these fucking guys?
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. It's just their characters in TNA didn't seem very good to me. I don't know what Billy Corgan's got involved in. Obviously, Billy Corgan liked them in TNA because he took them. Same thing with Samuel Shaw, right? So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. Samuel Shaw, I will say, had a better look now, and I was more intrigued by Samuel Shaw now than I ever was. And the War Kings did. You know, Crimson is a athletic guy, and the other guy, whatever the fuck his name is, he's pretty fucking stout and scary looking.
Max Dane?
Max Dane? Fair enough, man. Get a new name, buddy. Max Dane. Maximum Stane.
Yeah. We're like Max Stane.
Great Dane, Matt Stane.
What do you think of the parade of former NWA champs? That was weird. They all came out and then stood in the ring. To me, if you'd have done like all the former ones you have there, they all come out and stand on the ramp, and then the new guy walks through them down the ramp.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I just thought it was so weird to have a group of people than Colt Cabana.
And dude, fucking Dory Funk, or Rory as he is known, comes down and Jeff Jarrett doesn't even help him in the ring. Dory's kind of looks at him like, yo, I'm fucking 1,000. Will you, you know, separate the ropes a little bit? Not Jarrett, nothing. Same with like Magnum TA when he fucking wheeled out.
Yeah.
Jarrett's like, all right, here you go, pal. Gives him the belt. I'm like, fucking later. You know, Jarrett's such a cunt. I hate that guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not a fan of Jarrett either. Heard he got his 1-year chip.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I think so. Right. Looks like a dollar store medallion from, you know, an Aztec tribe, so maybe he's lying. I don't know.
He would trade that fucker for magic beans.
You're goddamn right, man. You don't pay attention.
And then the other thing I had to mention on this was just Dory Funk's freestyle whipping seminar that was happening in the show. It's like they cut back, and it's like 1,000-year-old Dory. He's like doing the whip outside of the ring. It was like, all right, Grandpa, fuck it. We know, you know. You know, you ought to do the whip. It was just weird. I love Dory, by the way. He's a SCL Hall of Famer. but no less. Overall, I've had fun with it. I watched it live, thanks to a listener of the show.
You know who you are. I liked it. I had fun. I fast forwarded a lot of the production. After a while, I stopped watching the in between the matches stuff.
It was so bad. It never got better, dude.
It did.
It would just cut from like a promo video, just boom, cut. Did commentaries back, commentary talk over them because they had no idea. They couldn't hear any of that shit.
No.
So the production of the thing was just.
And then the show ends with the main announcer saying, "Whew, oh, we're off air." And then it cuts.
Holy fuck, boys, we're off air.
I would watch. I'll watch the Crockett Cup when it happens.
I mean, they gotta bring that way the fuck down, don't they? It's like used to be 24 teams. It's gonna be like 8.
I would hope that you would have 8 at the very most, and then just go from there. Maybe have a main event. You know what I mean? Just a title match at the end. But I don't know.
I got a couple tag teams here. I don't know who else is really out there who you can get.
I'm sure if you scrape around, you can find it. But I don't know. It is pretty hard to find when you've got companies like ROH, TNA, MLW, all these people. But
yeah, I mean, I guess you're right there. Even like the smaller ones, WCCW and shit.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of indie guys that I like that I don't see on, you know, any of those shows either. So I feel like there's a ton of guys out there still available.
Oh, of course. Of course.
There you go. NWA 70th. Overall.
Thumbs up.
I give it a pass. I give it like 6 out of 10, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I agree. By no means would I want to give it a low score for having some production snafus, but the matches were fun. So I agree with a solid 6 out of 10.
Yeah. I give it 6 Jason Voorhees teenage killings out of 10.
Ooh, that's pretty sexual, Jim. You got me a little fucking randy here.
Voorhees doesn't like when you fuck, man. That's why you kill a lot of people when they fuck.
That's why I get horny when I hear about it.
Yeah. I apologize for that. You can hear the castle door. People think I'm bullshitting when I say I live in a castle. Do you hear that thing? Like
I did. I heard the ghosts come out as well.
Yeah, ooh. Exactly. Yeah. It's fucking scary. I've got all the lanterns going here and everything.
You got a witch turning the wheel to get you Skype.
There is a witch here. She just went out that door. She'll be back through it in about 5 minutes, probably. So, yeah. Me and that witch are going to a Halloween-themed drag show tonight, and I don't mean drag racing. I mean drag, like dudes dressed as women in Halloween costumes, dancing and lip-syncing to fucking pop songs, Halloween songs.
Sounds fantastic, Jim.
It should be. Dude, I fucking have blown out Halloween. I did Halloween shit all night last night. Haunted houses, haunted fucking old hospital and shit. The missus got chased by a clown with a chainsaw, and I've never seen her run ever in my fucking life. And she ran fast as shit. It was amazing. So the Halloween continues over here. But.
We'll
move into the news.
Oh, the news. I forgot we hadn't even done the news yet, Jim. What a show. Fuck. Here's the news. This week in the news. Cancer? What injuries? I don't know. I don't want to make a joke, so over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Fishes, and this is news to you. I mean, do we have to talk about that? I was sick of it by like Tuesday.
We talking about the cancer stuff?
Yeah.
This is what I'm gonna say about it. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Feel bad for you. You know, nobody wants to have that happen. You know, get well. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some people like went on and about it. It's like, dude, we all lost somebody to cancer.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks. We don't like that dude, like as a performer, but I mean, I care about every human.
Exactly.
You know, maybe not Ryan Satin, but
I wouldn't wish ill on anybody.
Yeah, agreed. But it just went on and on. It's like WWE completely just perverted it by the end of Raw, much less by the end of this week. They have been pimping. They'll play that anywhere they can.
Yeah, and every news outlet has touched it. You just know he's coming back as a babyface, and he's just going to be cheered to high heaven.
Oh, and that's the other side of the sword, right? Is like, okay, so first side out of the way. Other side is, I'm fucking pained to know that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to come back, and he's going to be like the biggest face fucking ever. And rightfully so, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, he beat cancer. Let's not count our eggs before they hatch, right? But,
I mean, when he gets over in the end, holy shit.
That'd be crazy. Can you imagine, though? Imagine if this was all. I don't believe it.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Can you imagine?
Dude, there were people who said that all week, and I was like, I could have done a Mark Tank of it, but it was pretty much just like people saying it, you know.
Yeah.
It's what they were saying wasn't funny or entertaining. No. It was just like dumb. It was just the same all saying, like, this is a work. This is a work as much as these attempted bombings in America were a fucking work. Get the hell out of here. People said that too. People are crazy as fuck. Wrestling fans think everything's a goddamn work. What was somebody saying to me the other day? I don't remember what it was they were trying to say as a work. It's like, you know those wrestling fans, right? They think like, fuck, NFL's a work, dude. They think everything's fucking fake, you know?
Yeah.
Because they watch wrestling.
I had a guy try to convince me at my new job that X-Pac was dead. Then I had a guy try to tell me that Rey Mysterio is not the same Rey Mysterio that he was in WCW. And that Undertaker is a different Undertaker.
And then there was two Ultimate Warriors or what?
Yeah. Oh, I stopped bringing up wrestling at all.
Dude, there's people like, yeah, you don't understand. Like, I'm not going to say, yeah, I'm an expert, but I mean, we're kind of experts. We talk about wrestling for 2 hours every week.
Yeah.
And people listen to it. So, I mean, and we've been doing this for years, and we have watched a stupid waste of fucking time about wrestling.
Man, I probably could have mastered something in the time I've watched wrestling.
Yeah, I could have learned to play the fucking harp.
Yeah.
I could have done all kinds of things.
Exactly.
I could have done other shit with my life.
You imagine how much
bullshit.
How much saliva you'd find on your dick if you could play the harp. I feel like bitches would be all over that.
Oh, dude, yeah. If you play, like, Dust in the Wind.
Oh.
On the harp.
God damn. Oh, you're getting laid for days. You'll be fucking.
Although, I spent the last 25 years in rock bands, and I got fucking laid a lot because of that.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah, if you're a young guy, that's my suggestion to you. Learn how to play music. It is good.
That's why I learned how to play guitar. So.
But do you think John Cena will visit him?
John, I don't know. Maybe.
Hang in the champ.
Yeah. Going there with his shitty fucking haircut.
He does have a shitty haircut. But yeah, I mean, dude. They booked him strong even against cancer, you know?
They did.
That's
they
fucking
did.
Intense. Like, he didn't lose. I mean, I don't know if it was like, could he not have lost a match? That's a real question I have.
I'm sure he could have, but...
I mean, I don't see that it's like, yes, you're sick with something and you got to deal with it, but like, to the point where you can't... You couldn't have come out on Raw and just dropped it?
Yeah.
Somehow? Now,
the only... The way I look at it is... If I owned a company, now I'm more morally sound than Vince McMahon, as we all found out this week.
Yeah, you wouldn't exploit a dude having cancer.
No, right? But at the same time, I would not want a guy whose mind is preoccupied on fighting cancer to go out there and put another guy's life in his hands. You know what I mean? To me, I feel like if you've got the burden of, holy fuck, I might die with cancer on your mind, you're probably going to be less intentive and intuitive in between the ropes. You know what I mean? Mm. That's my only argument against it.
It just seemed very, like, you know, very WWE to do. to like, well, this seems like a more, you know, we'd rather have this guy go out here and do this segment than, you know, drop it some other way or try to kayfabe it somehow. Or,
yeah. I would have been, I feel like I would have been okay with the segment of him relinquishing the title if they went ahead and had that happy ending at the end of Raw. With, you know what I mean? You know, like, you didn't need to turn him tonight. I mean, it worked. I got no problems against it, but it is a little exploitative.
Dude, it was like that segment was the best television segment that WWE's produced. And
it was.
I don't know.
I agree.
Daniel Bryan fucking retired or something.
I agree.
Those, and that's, they're aware of that. Like, that is the best shit that they fucking get.
Because it's not something that they control. You know what I mean? It's if they had to write that storyline, you know how shitty that would be?
But one thing I will say, too, we'll talk more, I guess, on Raw, maybe. Probably not. Later. Was Solomonst. I always go off Solomonster's poll because it gets a ton of votes. And, you know, I think it's a really good gauge. So usually Raw gets pretty shit on. You know, more people shit on it than not. This Raw, 4% thumbs down only. So everybody was like, this was a fucking awesome Raw. It was like a shit sandwich. It was like two nice pieces of bread with just a bunch of shit in the fucking middle.
Yeah. I seen a tweet that was from a fellow podcaster, and it said that Raw was the best episode he'd ever seen. I'm not naming.
Them.
I'm not naming anybody. I'm not naming
don't
anybody.
Don't talk about their physical attributes either.
Yes, I won't. But either way, I read it was said that this was the best Raw I think I've ever seen. Maybe I'll start watching again. It's like, man.
Wait, they do a podcast and don't watch Raw?
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Let's not go any further. I'm not like speaking any ill of it. You know what I mean? If you thought this was the best Raw you've ever seen, cool. You got a macabre sense of fucking shit going on, but whatever.
Like a good tragedy.
But at the same time, you know, that's further cementing what you're saying there is like they see this and it's like, holy fuck, this was great.
As I say, they can't get out of their own way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have had the happy ending. It would have been fucking great. But they can't. They can't resist. Like, whoa, well, this will get heat turning them here. And it didn't get, I don't know, is it going to get it in the end? Or are people just going to shit on it, you know?
I don't know if they'll shit on. There's enough people who are vocally behind Dean Ambrose and enough people that want to see something different in the main event picture. That I think I don't think they'll boo him. Maybe for the first couple weeks they'll boo him, but then they're just going to go back to cheering.
Was anyone genuinely surprised? I wasn't the whole time. I'm thinking like, are they going to really do this? Are they going to turn this fucking guy heel on this show right now?
Yeah.
Oh, they can't be that fucking silly. Yeah. That's one part. And the other part of me says, you know, you have surprised people, some people, I guess.
Hey, I got no problems with them using real life in their storyline. I really don't.
I just don't know why you'd win. Okay, so you win the belts and then you turn on him? You know, for once, I will say I'm interested to see where they go because the two tag champs who don't like each other now, I guess. But with Reigns out, why not keep those guys together? I don't.
For at least until he turns on him. You know what I mean?
Well, what's on top now? That's the
thing. See, that's the thing. There's nobody on. You look at it. Kevin Owens is gone. Reigns is gone. I'm sure there's more people that are hurt. You know what I mean? Sami Zayn's out. He's not really on top, though. But they don't have a lot of baby faces.
Because they've fucking built themselves this way for how long now?
Oh, yeah.
Where they build around one guy. It's not like it used to be where you'd have, like, a guy, but you also had a couple of dudes around him who were like right there.
Yeah.
You know, when you had Austin, Triple H, fucking Rock, all these other guys, you had options. Now it's like, what are you going to do? Braun Strowman, you got to put it on Braun Strowman now.
Unless they don't put it on anybody.
Well, it's, what do you mean? It's Lesnar versus Braun at
DQ.
At November to Dismember.
Oh shit! That was I will. That was fucking funny.
Welcome to WWE November to Dismember. Yeah.
Oh, but I would imagine Braun Strowman wins. I do.
And then they kind of set up Braun McIntyre after that. So yeah. I think you put it on Braun. You go into Braun McIntyre. You move it over to McIntyre.
Now, that would be a logical choice, but I do not believe that will happen for one of two reasons. Or for one reason. I don't know why I said two. I would imagine that the main event of WrestleMania, or one of the main events of WrestleMania, is going to be Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins for the title.
I think you got to go that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, McIntyre, Rollins is the guy. I mean, he is the most over guy. He's been the most over guy. He should be champion.
Well, wait, I would put it on at least. I would put it on Dean Ambrose. Let him carry it until WrestleMania. Have Rollins beat him at WrestleMania for the title. That's the way I would do it.
So to get over there, you got to first. You got to get past Lesnar, and
that's why I'm saying like some kind of DQ because fuck Saudi Arabia.
So they're not. No one becomes the champion.
That's I don't know.
You do like a four way Lesnar, Braun, Ambrose, Rollins, or something.
You could
because you can't. But
I'd say leave Brock Lesnar out of it. Fuck it. Who cares? We don't need Brock Lesnar. We don't need it.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously. I mean, he's going to be leaving soon to go to UFC too. So
yeah.
Maybe this is his last thing. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? I'm not going to figure out their problems for them.
I'll sure bitch about them, though.
I'm not paid to figure out their problems.
Exactly.
You know, that's why people will ask, like, you know, by all means, I don't even talk about it, but you can send voicemails, you know, we'll play them. But people are always like, how would you book? I'm like, I don't have time for this in my life, dude. I'm not paid for this. I'm not going to waste time fucking booking anything. Get the fuck out of here. Hulk Hogan's gonna be at Crown Jewel because he tweeted it out before they even dedicated to that. And I guess that's another point of news that's happening. Of course it is. Never thought they wouldn't.
No come on, like, it's, should they have not gone? Probably, especially when you look at the stock price.
Yeah. What do you think about this rumor, though, that Brian and Cena will not work the show? That's just a rumor.
I feel that if there was any merit to it, they would have been taken off of the show already. You know what I mean? They would have found a way to get Brian off of the show if he said he wasn't going.
Those are the two guys who, I mean, there's not many people who have the balls to do that. I guess Undertaker.
Yeah. But
But you're in a position where you could fucking do something. And I can see Brian being in a disagreement, you know?
I can see it, too. I can see him being vocal about it. But, like, in my honest opinion, if he wasn't going to go, I think the WWE would have taken out of that main event already.
Yeah. Well, we kind of weighed in as against this show. But, you know, people didn't make enough noise. If people would have made enough noise, this wouldn't be happening.
I don't know. I think the money itself they were going to go anyways, no matter, unless the government told them not to. I think they would have went.
I mean, I can't believe they just absorbed that being on John Oliver's show and shit. Like, damn, last week tonight, or like SI having articles about it. I can't. They just ignored it. And
Yeah, and then the statement that they released was very robotic. You could tell a human being didn't write it. You know what I mean?
They could, like, a computer program that,
yeah, an algorithm, the PR algorithm, copyrighted by WWE.
I don't know. Fuck them. Fuck this show. There's a lot of people too who are kind of going further. Like Brian Zane said, he will not cover it. Yeah. Or do a review of it, and, you know, whatever. I mean, much love to Brian Zane. I guess I've taken a stand. I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
Take your own whatever stand you can against it if you disagree with it. So,
yeah, I would say, at what point do they weigh the stock price being down $6 against the profit they would have made for the show?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
also, got to give we always just got to show love to Brian Zane, because he still, and it was like one of the early episodes of this podcast, Brian Zane still the number one downloaded episode of this show. Though there's been a recent contender.
Somebody has given it a run for its money.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. But yeah, what else we got? Oh, do you see Ty Dellinger? Very unhappy this week, tweeting out negative things. He's probably going to be released. Dude.
What did he tweet? I didn't see it.
He tweeted out Throwback Thursday. It's a picture of him and Nakamura. And it says, Throwback Thursday to that time I used to wrestle. Yeah, and somebody said he's going to get fired. And he says, future endeavored. So
good. Good guy.
But Janik Jackson, one of the Jackson boys, tweeted to him, money's not everything.
Did you say Janik Jackson?
Not Janet. One of the Jackson, Nick or Matt.
I think it was Matt.
I think it was Janet.
Maybe it was LaToya.
It was Matt Jackson.
Yeah, money. But and you know, I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter where like the Young Bucks are hinting at, you know, moving to the WWE. You know what I mean? Like they, well, like, because they're asked about their dream opponent, and they say the Usos, and then the Revival were asked who their dream opponent would be, and they said the Young Bucks, and the Young Bucks, you know, responded to them. It just seems very
where. On what fucking show that has tag team wrestling? <It's just> like, the Usos, dude, the idea that anyone would, because I mean, I remember some guy arguing that, but the idea that when anyone would say like, oh, that's the dream tag match I want to see for the Bucks.
Like, that, fuck. No, like that's what the Young Bucks said.
The I know. Bucks, yeah. I don't get that.
I think I'd be excited to see it. I wouldn't call it a dream match, but yeah. Like we've already seen the Young Bucks dream match. It was against the Hardys because they are the Hardys.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I always liked their matches with machine guns. I always thought were better. For me, it's like all the work rate, right? It's all like, I just want to see them against dudes who have a crazy work rate. So we've seen them, you know.
You look at it too, dream matches nowadays are almost non-existent. You know what I mean? Because back in the day, the dream matches were between somebody that never left WCW, somebody that never left WWF. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, I want to see that match. Now everybody bounces around so much that there's a lot of matches that we've seen. You know what I mean?
Well, like, they happened on the indies already, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Talk of the reunion of the Wyatt family.
Yeah. Like, well, okay, so now if they were to do a reunion of the Wyatt family, obviously they'd have to do something drastically different, right?
It'd just be Harper and Wyatt. Rowan's out.
You know, no, and I wouldn't. I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see. That's what the talk is. The talk is like Wyatt and Harper.
I would rather have Wyatt with a completely different crew.
Yeah.
And change it. Him.
We were talking about him on Twitter this week, and God damn it, who is that gentleman with the fantastic beard? I forget his name. I'm sorry, sir. He's like, he thinks it's the worst booked dude ever in the history of WWE. That's a fair thing, right? He could have been their next like Undertaker guy who didn't even need to be around. That was the thing, right? it was just like he needed to be a guy when he showed up on that screen or in the ring, you knew like this dude's fucked because he's gonna, you know, he's gonna take him out. He's gonna kick this guy's ass. But he's lost every feud ever.
Yeah. Yeah. They could have had something big with him. They had something cool with him for a while, but you know, obviously the booking got in the way and 50-50 booking is a detriment to anybody you're trying to get over.
I feel like I know the exact time. Dude, if you had to choose a moment when that dude's whole fucking career died, I feel like it would be the same as mine, when John Cena beat him.
I was going to say The Undertaker beat him.
Oh, that's one too. When John Cena beat him, that was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, when you got a guy that you're looking to be the replacement, you know what I mean, for character-wise, and have him be beaten.
Even if he'd have beat Undertaker by bullshit means.
Yeah, he doesn't need to win clean. He's a heel. No heel ever needs to win clean. There's never a time in this universe where a heel has to win clean. Never.
But how do you bring him back?
I don't know. Well, I don't know how completely you do it. Different is how you do it. I would have Bray Wyatt come back as not as a cult leader, but just as a madman. Just somebody unhinged, just completely mad. Absorb sanity, because they've already fucked that goat. So just absorb everybody in it.
Where are those guys at?
I don't know. Nowhere. I have no fucking idea.
They play videos, they're coming. Then the videos stop for a month. Then one plays and they come. And then nothing. They've lost everything. They've done nothing.
Yeah, it,
unbelievable.
It is. It's fucking mind-boggling.
I don't get it at all. Yeah, maybe if you do something with him and Sanity. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I would just absorb Eric Young and maybe Killian Dane and then find... one other, I don't know, maybe put Harper in it. I don't know. But I don't know.
Who knows? I like Alexander Wolf, actually.
I do too. I don't feel like he would fit in, though, with the Wyatts. He's too, I don't know. He just looks like a baby.
Yeah. Alexa Bliss won't be at Evolution.
No.
I don't really care about that.
She's got post-concussion. That match is taking a quick dive, hey? Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Evolve and WWE partnership expands to broadcasting. they used to have the NXT guys on their dark matches, but now they'll have them on streaming shows.
Yeah, because they're going for the tag titles or something. Who's going for the tag titles this weekend?
Yeah. Fuck the Street Profits.
Oh, really? That's who? Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're taking on Doom Patrol. That's the... what the fuck is that? Doom Patrol?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I assume it's just a bunch of kids that like playing Doom, and they're on patrol. Dickinson,
Chris Dickinson and Jocka, that's who they are, I guess.
I've heard of Jocka,
but I guess it's gonna be other shit too. Cassisono will be on Evolve 117 and 118 in December.
How about his mom haircut on NXT this week?
Dude, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't get it. Mustafa Ali will be taking on DJZ at Evolve 115.
That'll be fun. I'd imagine that match would be pretty fun.
Yeah, kind of cool. I don't know. It's like, if you're letting these guys go here, why don't you put Evolve on your network and I'll watch it. Instead, these live pay-per-views are on one of the many streaming wrestling.
It's on WWN Live. Yeah.
It's like,
holy fucking network.
I watch so much wrestling already. There's so much that I can't watch. Like, why am I going to pay for even more?
There's even so much that I can watch that I just can't watch because there's just too much.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. Like, dude, the whole, have you watched any of this, of the shit in Japan? I can't watch this.
I haven't. No.
There's shit every day. I don't.
I like to use this spot here, this fall area, to just take a break. You know what I mean? That's what I like. And to me, that's what this tag league is about. If you want to continue watching New Japan, here is your stuff. But this is why I like New Japan. There's times where you can just get out of it and you don't need to watch it because nothing pertinent is happening. So it's kind of like a little off season that you can take.
It is. Dude, you nailed it with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
fucking killed it. Yeah. So I have no idea what's going on with the, I guess there's three teams that are tied right now. I don't know. Whatever. If I was a pro, I would have that story here. I don't really. So,
I've heard good things about Taiji Ishimori's partner, Robbie Eagles. Is that his name?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard good things, and I will probably at some point in time go out and see a couple of his matches from the tag league. But I have no interest
when
in keeping up.
Did
with
this
it.
Guy join the Bullet Club?
Just before this tournament.
When did this on some show? I didn't see this.
No, I don't know. I have no idea. But it was like maybe a day before. I don't know. Bullet Club is changing dramatically, though, as you know what I mean. Is
well, Cody has quit Bullet Club, I guess.
Yes. Well, I mean, and by quit, I'd imagine that Bullet Club is just going to be that OG Bullet Club now. I'd imagine there's no need for the Elite to become Bullet Club Elite. They could just stay the Elite.
Oh, sure. Because he's like saying, you know, there's people talking on Twitter about a match, Aldis and Cody 3 at that Madison Square Garden thing. And he says he's not on the show. So I don't know. I guess his contract is up before that. He's probably playing it. I don't know.
I'd imagine he's playing it because I don't really want to see him go to the WWE.
Do you think he would? After everything that he fucking dealt with there, you think he'd go back?
I think this is my thoughts on it. I think he'd go back purely for the fact that he knows that they're going to look at him somewhat differently now. And he'd probably get a better push, and he'd be able to. I think his my mindset is he thinks he'd be able to capitalize on said push now.
If you bring him in, he'd have to be. See, the thing is, he'd have to be a champion. I mean, you'd have to push him to the top if you're bringing him in. If you're,
I agree.
There's no point to bring him in on any other reason. But he's going to come in there, and no matter what he does, he's going to be a face to the crowd.
Yeah, and that's not where his bread and butter is.
And he's not very good. Well,
you can have him come in and be a face for a couple months, and then he can turn heel. You know what I mean? And then you've got the Cody that you're paying for is the heel Cody.
I don't know. Just the idea of the, like how WWE does faces and heels is really fucking like antiquated. And
they just don't know how to make heels. Did you hear about Vince McMahon saying that their house show business is antiquated?
Who said that?
Vince.
Oh.
You know how much money they made on house shows this year? No. $125,000.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. That's not show. That's not per show. That's in general.
Why do they do it? I said that too, and I was like, went to the show here, and it's like, I've known for a long time there's no way they're really making money on this shit.
I don't know. I think it might be, you know, Vince feels that if they don't travel to every city that they'll lose popularity there because I know that they only come to Alberta to do a television thing like every couple of years. You know what I mean? But they come back for live every year. I feel like maybe you would probably lose your fan base in Alberta because WWE's presence in Canada is not that big. You know what I mean? It's nothing like it is in the States. The ratings that they get are nothing. They might get a one here in Canada.
I go to them. They come here every year. And I noticed that their business is down now compared to what it was a few years ago. The house show business here. So who knows? I mean, I thought this last one that I went to was pretty fucking lame. But if you're watching Lucha Underground on Netflix, you better finish up because it's leaving Netflix in November. November 15th. And they didn't even add season 3. Like, you cocksuckers.
Yeah. I don't know. I look at it as I've gone away from the mentality of being like, man, I wish Lucha Underground would do more. It's gotten to the point now where Lucha Underground doesn't give a shit about me, and I soon won't give a shit about Lucha Underground. That's my thoughts on it. Mm. They've made it so hard for us to watch it in Canada. It's like, and they're just making it even harder. No more, you know what I mean? So, meh, fuck them. Especially if Jake Strong stays as a major focal point.
I love Lucha Underground, but it is not easy to watch. I mean, especially for you, for international people.
Yeah.
There's no legal way to watch it.
There isn't.
In Canada, in England, all over the place. So if you don't provide people a legal way to do it, and then you're trying to stomp out the illegal ways, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
If there's no legal way, why don't you let people just watch it for free?
Right. I don't know.
That's just another show.
It's tiring. Yeah.
Lucha Underground's another one to me where it's like, you know, you're barely getting any viewers on whatever channel, El Rey. You know how many of us watch it illegally? That's what all of us watch it, dude.
Yeah.
Almost all of us. Because we don't get El Rey.
No.
And I'm not going to pay you $2.50 or whatever, $4 an episode, whatever the fuck it is.
We can't even do that?
No, I know. That's the thing. You guys really?
I can't even buy that cocksucker on iTunes. I can't. And it's just, it's maddening. Like, it used to come on a TV show. It used to come on a channel a year later.
Yeah, well, fuck.
But I mean, fuck that.
Yeah, that sucks. So that's another one I say where, you know, El Rey, how much advertising revenue are you getting from this? Just put it on YouTube, put your own commercials in there. I feel like you make way more money. I don't know.
You might, man. You might.
I just hope it doesn't go away because it's my favorite weekly pro wrestling show. Like, I look forward to Lucha Underground every week. I'm stoked to watch it. So,
and I think that's why I don't say it, it's because it's your favorite program. But, like, me, myself, I could care less if it's Dave.
Oh, you can say whatever, man.
You know what I mean? I get that. But, like, it's, I don't know. I live with Lucha Underground because the people around me like it so much. I, myself, have grown tired of their bullshit.
All because of that, right? All because of
it's been 4 years of struggling to watch this show,
yeah,
and like having to search high and low and then getting a fucking
version.
But you
like the show itself, right?
Yeah, well, like a little bit, not with Jake Strong. You know what I mean? I think it's compounding now with it's all coming to a boil where I'm not interested in the people that they're focusing on.
Yeah. There you go. Impact moved an hour later.
And their ratings were under 1,000 people, or under 100,000.
98,000 people. And I guarantee you, as I've been saying for fucking weeks now, if you put that for free on your YouTube channel, which has a ton of subscribers, actually, if you put this free on your YouTube, you will get more than 98,000.
Yeah. You would.
You stream it every Thursday or any day you decide. I don't get it. What the fuck are you doing? And they're paying money to pop to air this to sell commercials when they could put it on YouTube for free and still sell commercials and probably get click money.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
The television
business model in wrestling now, I think that's a little antiquated to steal that term. Because
they think it's like essential. Like, you got to be on TV. It's like a status thing.
Yeah, yeah. All that does is make a perception that you're bigger than what you are. Because let's face it, Impact is a very small wrestling company with a very small imprint. At the end of the day,
I'm pretty sure that's less viewers than Lucha Underground.
When I look at Impact, though, especially at Slammiversary, their MLW just not as good. You know what I mean? And I would put MLW over Impact, and they're even on TV. I don't know what the ratings are. I'm sure it's not 100,000 people because it's just being sports, and I don't even know what the fuck that is. But I would put MLW and Impact together as a same, you know, samesies. And neither one of them having a huge footprint. Compared to ROH, WWE, New Japan.
Yeah, I guess I'm looking here. For the debut of this season, this year, season 4, 143,000 on El Rey Network.
Okay.
So, 1.5 times.
Yeah. Holy and I can understand why, because Lucha Underground is... awesome. It's got a better reputation too than Impact, you know. The fans haven't been burnt so much.
So I don't know. I've just been railing on about that, and I just don't understand what the fuck, you know.
Yeah,
get it together, man. This isn't rocket science, boys.
It's not rocket science, Julian.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have anything else about news?
We're still on the news.
Dude, we kind of hit a bunch of shit. Yeah,
we did. We talked about everything there.
I mean, yeah, I don't think there's anything else I have for news.
No, I don't have anything else for news. I ran out of news like 45 minutes ago.
Oh, there you go.
We've just been continuing on this conversation, and we're an hour into the show.
There you go.
This is my new favorite format.
Yeah. Over on the Federation, I got a chance to listen to your newest episode the other day at work.
And you called me out on my mispronunciation of Haystacks and Calhoun.
Well, yeah, Haystacks, Calhoun, and Giant Haystacks.
Which one was he? Giant Haystacks?
Giant Haystacks, yeah. Haystacks Calhoun was an older British wrestler.
Yeah, yes, the Giant Haystacks was the take on Haystacks Calhoun, much like Giant being the son of Andre the Giant.
Yeah. It's crazy how that was his last show. He got sick with cancer and he died like fucking a year and a half later.
Yeah. He was, you know, thank God it was the last show, though. What a horrible fucking show that was.
Oh, dude. Man. Yeah. Yeah,
but this week we're recording Good Friends, Better Enemies, which is going to be just another horrible show. So look forward
what
to that.
That's
In Your House 7. With it's the last show of Diesel and Razor Ramon on before they went to WCW.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So there's supposed to be a really good Shawn Michaels Diesel match main event, and that's where it ends.
Here you go. Check that shit out on the Federation channel everywhere. MoFudge.com. Got the Patreon. Got all kinds of shit. You guys have a bunch all of shows, shit. Man.
Yeah. Patreon, you got the go-homes to all these pay-per-views. And you've got recaps of NXT, Kenta Kobashi, Masao Chronicles. Bullshit, man. All kinds of bullshit.
Yeah. Dude, between, you know, the two of us and our channels, there's a lot of shit.
There is.
A lot of programming available, man.
It really is.
Damn it. And speaking of, pay-per-view take two, Slamboree 2000, we're done with it. We've just got to record it. Fuck. You know how it go, baby. Hopefully soon. Hopefully. Next week, hopefully.
I can't
that
wait
show
for that
was
one.
Awful. It is the just oh my god, the beginning of the end. Well, more than the beginning of the end. It's just you see how this company is no longer in business on this show. It
oh,
is
without a doubt.
Beyond words terrible. Bischoff and Russo running amok both together.
Man, like to me, I don't know how anybody listens to that Truth of Consequences show. I won't even give it a chance.
Oh, yeah.
I got no interest in knowing what Vince Russo has to say about absolutely anything. And this is why, because people listen to that bullshit, that you got such a divide with people, and they just like some, because you know that the core people that are going to listen to that show are going to think Vince Russo's telling the truth, and they're going to live and die by it and not argue anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which, yeah. I don't know.
I kind of made a blog post of sorts on the in the group this week, kind of talking about shit like that.
Yeah, that's where I got this topic discussion from.
Yeah, it people poison audiences with things, you know, and I like to think we don't do that, but everybody probably thinks they don't do that.
Well, yeah, you know, like it's no matter how dumb and full of cum we are, you know, like we're. I'm sure we've influenced somebody.
I mean, all we really like truly shit on is WWE stuff, right? I mean, and I don't feel like you need us to come up with that conclusion. I'm talking about shit where like people create these legions of listeners who like will regurgitate lines at Meltzer or the you didn't wrestle, you don't know shit, or because they're listening to fucking Pritchard and Bischoff and like, dude, those are kind of. Those are kind of jack-off wrestling podcasts, aren't they?
They are. They are. I mean, at what point in time, like, if you would have said 10 years ago, you know, like, what would you rather? Would you rather watch a commentary on somebody who you feel is probably lying, or would you rather listen to somebody factually talk about it? The fact that somebody would want to listen to somebody probably lie about something. This just blows my mind. I don't get it. No matter if they might tell the truth, there's always that thing in the back of your mind is like, he's probably lying.
Yeah, I don't really get podcasts like that. The Pritchard one I listened to a little bit when it first came out, and it was pretty fucking good then, but now it's just like...
It's become too gimmicky. They all got gimmicks, and it's just...
Well, it's like a five-hour episode about fucking some angle or something. It's whatever. Yeah. And Bischoff, he doesn't recall... You know, anything
that you want to know, Bischoff doesn't remember. Yeah. So fuck him.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't mean to run those shows down. I do like what's his name?
What happened when?
No, what's his name? Well, that was probably the best one of them, but the fuck's the dude's name?
I don't know. Like Robbie E?
I'm so big now. The guy who does a Conrad. There you go.
Oh.
I do like Conrad.
I do too.
He's always been... friendly with me whenever I've fucking talked to him and shit, so but no less, that wasn't the point. Moving on from all of this,
what is there to move on to, Jim? What have we not covered? We covered most of Raw. We covered the
main Lashley. Did we ever talk about Lashley's a heel now? I guess last week.
Yeah, we did. I think he's much better suited as a heel. I will come out and say that I love what they're doing with Leo Rush, except for that Mike ringside. during the match. We've already established that that does not work. Who was doing that? What woman was doing that a little while ago?
Alicia Fox.
Yes. And it doesn't work with a woman. It doesn't work with a man. So,
except, like, they don't really fully tell stories, you know, like, why are they together? Why is he with this dude? You don't know.
No, you don't. And
most other wrestling shows, you know why. They're going to give you that reason, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
They also had him lose here, too, to clean to an Irish kid who plays with Legos. So there you go. I just don't know why. Like, he's better as a heel. He should be a heel because, like, when he was selling for 10 minutes was a fucking joke. But he should be killing everyone. He shouldn't be losing to Balor. If he, like, I don't know, whatever.
I agree. He should be going in and just laying people out. You know, he's Bobby Lashley. He's a former Bellator fighter. He's been a champion everywhere he's went. Have him fucking just come in and rickroll some guys. And then, you know, just build him up and try to make him a legitimate contender for the world title. And what you do from there is what you do from there.
Recall last week I was like, Apollo Crews did a thing. This week he loses to Elias.
Yeah.
So
Elias is like the number two babyface now. With all the injuries that they've got going on.
Dude. I have never understood why people like this guy or his gimmick or any part of it. I don't understand any of it. I don't like him. I think his wrestling is mediocre. I think they're so starved for anything like any type of entertainment or character on the show that like they just got behind this guy because there's no one else really to.
Yeah, I will fully admit that I haven't seen a full Elias segment in months.
No, I fuck fast forward them.
I don't listen to the songs. It's like, I don't know. Yeah. Why do I want to watch the exact same thing every week? You know what I mean? Like, would I watch an episode of let's say Preacher if it was the same thing every single week? No, never.
Yeah. Fuck face you. Turns by smashing Corbin. I mean, I don't know. So they turned Lashley heel. They've turned him face within 2 weeks. They've turned Rollins heel. Ambrose. They just did a flip-flop of all these fucking people?
Yeah. I mean, Big Show. Big Show turned heel.
Yeah.
Joined the fucking bar.
The beer. Tamina was on a tag match. And they did the whole, all these women brawl because we have a battle royal coming up.
Fuck that. Awful. Garbage.
Yeah, and the main event, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah. It was a good television match.
And the turn, you know, too, the other thing I hate about shit like this is how WWE is selective about what they do on security. So he can fucking beat the shit out of Rollins. He can, you know, give him I'm not even going to say the name of his Zoom because it's dumb. He gives him the DDT on the fucking on the concrete and shit. No security. You know?
Yeah.
It's like you have to establish these things, at least for me. I don't know. I feel like they need to be things that are established. Either when shit like this happens, security comes out and they fight off security and continue, or, you know, or something. Or there is no security for these things. The WWE is like a house built on fucking sand, you know?
It's just waiting for it to tumble.
It has no base.
No.
At all.
No
foundation.
No, there isn't. No, yeah. I agree. It makes it really hard. And you know what else it does too? It allows for no consequences. Mm. And which is obviously what these fuckers want. No consequences.
Yeah. And SmackDown. Dude, Kofi versus Big Show. How about that? So it's like a 3-on-3 situation here now. It's the Bar plus Big Show and the New Day. That's fucking dog shit.
Yeah. I got no interest in that whatsoever. None.
Yeah.
Fuck this show. SmackDown was insanely horrible, though, eh? Like, at least Raw had some watchable moments. SmackDown was fucking awful.
They did the, of course, like everyone knew, right? Styles got pinned this week against the Usos.
We called it last week.
Well, of course. Usos did like the little cock arm thing midair. Tribute to Roman.
Yeah, he jacked off and came on his chest as he was falling to earth.
Yeah. If anything, I will give a tiny bit of credit to this Charlotte and Becky thing where Charlotte's talking to the NXT women and Becky does a beat down there. It was, at least it was something slightly different, you know?
Yes.
I thought it was like almost something, almost interesting. I had to give him a little nod for that.
I did like that. I thought that Charlotte's promo at the beginning was a little forced. You know what I mean? It just seemed a little off just to have the questions go back and forth. But once the attack happened, I thought that was cool. What I thought was a little stupid was that you got like girls like Shayna Baszler there who just stood and watched. You know what I mean?
Why wouldn't you just do like, okay, Charlotte's going to be in here. You guys come up with some questions for her. And then
just film it.
Have her answer like a bunch of questions. And then, you know, do the attack and then edit it down later. You know, I don't know.
I agree. Make a fucking afternoon of it. Jesus.
Well, I don't know. If they were asking questions they came up with and she was answering them just on the fly.
It doesn't sound so contrived.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. What else we got? Shane. To find out who will be the best in the world. They get to CM Punk chance. I don't believe he's in the tournament. Very well done.
Yeah. I popped for that. I was like, good for you, Shane, turning that around on him.
Very well done. Orton and Hardy, what? Just beat some clean. I don't know. Why are we still doing this?
I don't know.
And after all really this don't. Fucking blood feud, they just have a match. And it's just a boring house show match.
Yeah, no, it was a fine match. It wasn't bad. It was boring. I will give you that completely. It's one of those things where we've seen it enough. We don't need to see it anymore.
Yeah, which is WWE as a whole. Yeah, I watched NXT this week.
I did too.
Well, you always do, but I pissed off on it for like 3 weeks.
You did well. You picked a good episode to come back. This episode was decent.
Vic Joseph filling in for Mauro, who thankfully will be back by TakeOver. Yes. Yeah. That's his return, I guess. So, thank you for that.
Thanks for the one time I tune in, you put Vic Joseph on my TV, you fucking asshole.
Well, just remember when Mauro missed TakeOver?
Yeah.
The whole thing suffered because of it. I think, dude, I thought Undisputed Era, which I've always thought was pretty cool and pretty good, but once you get them at like full power with all four of them, it's really fucking good, dude. Yeah. That is a top of the card
faction
group right there. I mean, aside from his size, which I don't have a problem with, but I know they do. I mean, Adam Cole as champion with those guys around him, maybe two of them as tag champion or something.
Yeah, I agree.
You do the other three as tag champions, Freebird rule.
Yeah, I agree. You don't notice what Bobby Fish does for this group until he comes back. You know what I mean? And Bobby Fish is ringside, and all I could think of was Bobby Fish. Everything he would do, I would be like, fuck Bobby Fish, I love you. You know what I mean? He'd come into the ring. His poses is like, fuck you, Bobby Fish, I love you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was just a huge fan. The four of these guys together is fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't, you know, that's something you could do, but I know they won't, but Cole is, dude, he's a fucking superstar. Honestly, he's got it. Man. He's got it.
Yep. I agree. He has it. He might not have all that size, but everything else he's got is there.
I think the size shit's bullshit anyhow.
I agree. I agree.
He had a pretty good match with EC3. Yeah. I don't know if they did an injury angle here. They fucking smashed his leg with chairs and all this shit. So,
yeah, I'd imagine EC3 is going to be out for a while.
No one comes to help him.
No one at all. Like not even Velveteen Dream, who they got chummy chummy after, didn't they? Or no?
I don't remember, but I thought they should have. Mia Yim in her NXT debut. She was in the tournament this year too, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch this match either. Because Aaliyah sucks.
Aaliyah's garbage.
I do like Mia Yim, though. Just I mean, I like her more because she's a hot broad and she dates a fat guy, and that's pretty fucking awesome.
I will say this. Aaliyah has come a long ways from what she used to be.
Yeah.
She's doing a lot of... you can see a character starting to come forward. It's no longer just this chick with cat ears or whatever the fuck she used to do. At least now she's coming out and there's a little bit of heelish, bitchy character coming in. And at least she's got that going for her, and it's not all a loss. Because we got to remember, this is what NXT is all about, right?
It is developmental. Will never... The thing that I can't get rid of in my head about her.
Oh, that fucking, yeah.
It's Breaking Ground, where she's like, makes Regal watch. Regal has to stay there and watch this bitch come out and just do like the lamest fucking entrance ever. I went to show you my entrance, and like, I felt so bad for him. I'm like, this is fucking Steven Regal, dude. One of the greatest wrestlers of all time, honestly.
And when you look at it,
Hall of Famer.
When you look at it, what was Regal's entrance when he came down to the ring? I'll tell you, he would walk to the ring, feel his wrists up, swipe his feet on the mat, and then get in. That's all he would do.
Well, no, he did the hand behind the back.
Well, yeah, okay, but that there is infinitely better than most entrances today, because he had a character, and that character stuck with him even during his entrance, and it worked.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Whereas you'll have like a girl who thinks everybody who hates the crowd will come in, and her entrance is essentially trying to get the crowd to be like, oh, fuck, look what she can do. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you don't care about the crowd, then why are you pandering to them at all?
The women entrances are fucking the worst, honestly.
They are.
They're by far the worst fucking entrances because they're over the top as shit, right?
Yeah.
None are worse than the Riot Squad, though. That's the fucking worst entrance.
Where they all lean on the fucking apron and then get in. Oh.
What? So, the lamest idea. Whoever came up with that, like, I got an idea. Like, we'll like do like a push up on it. It fucking sucks, dude.
Oh man, it is though. Yeah. It is. It's horrible.
But I don't know. I thought this Justin Xavier kid who took on Ono had a little bit of promise. I like some of the stuff he did. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a little random thought.
I agree. Again, all I could think of though was Ono's haircut. Like, man, what happened to all your hair? Why do you have a bob now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then this whole end thing, I thought, you know, was pretty decent. Although I hate the WWE, like, oh, someone's out, and they get interrupted by this person, and interrupted by this person, and interrupted by this person.
I've gone a little weary on the whole Nikki Cross involvement. But I do like where they're going. With Johnny Gargano attacking Aleister Black. And then did you see Tommaso Ciampa's like little blog that he posted on Twitter about it?
Mm-mm.
Where he was saying that he never ever hated Johnny Gargano. He just hated what he stood for. And he was saying how the match where he attacked Johnny Gargano, that tag match, he said he was so upset that they were ready to replace him. And he said he couldn't understand why Johnny Gargano couldn't see it. And he at the end of the match, he could still see that Johnny Gargano didn't understand, so he attacked him. And he said, now that Johnny Gargano has finally seen the light, he figures that his friendship with Johnny could continue. So it's like, I like where this is going, you know what I mean?
I haven't looked ahead. I don't watch spoilers or anything, but I believe that it's a tease where they want you to think he was the one who did it, but he's not going to be the one who did
it. It's quite possible. I would say too though, I would like if they let's say he was the guy that attacked him, I'd like to see him go with Ciampa for a second, but this is all just a ploy to get one up on Ciampa, and it just it's that what last build to the last match between the two.
Yeah, the only thing I really didn't like in this was Lars Sullivan. I fucking don't like that guy. They fucked it up by having him talk, and he walks down to the ring talking, and it's like, you just fucking ruined it, man. You ruined it having this guy talk. He should have never talked. He should have been a fucking monster.
I agree he shouldn't talk, but at least it's just NXT. You know what I mean? Like, again, it's developmental. It's you got to take some of it with a grain of salt.
They're going to do that shit up there, too. I mean, obviously.
Well, you'd hope they wouldn't. You'd hope they wouldn't, but Braun Strowman talks, so.
There was another one that I thought he could talk, but like the way the words they make him say and shit just don't fit, you know.
Braun Strowman's best in what do you call it? I don't know. Explanation points, you know what I mean? Like just statements.
Yeah. I don't know. We talked about pretty much everything from Lucha. The only thing was the end video, which was pretty awesome, where Aerostar shows up from the future, tells Mundo, you know, it's like, dude, I can see the future. There's no fucking way that you're going to beat Montanza. And then Drago shows up with the gauntlet. So it'll be Mundo with the gauntlet versus Montanza.
There you go.
Ultima Lucha Cuatro starts next week for 2 weeks. I think that whether you like, you know, whether you're super into Lucha Underground or not, I think there's going to be a lot of super awesome matches on this.
I agree. It's going to be fun. Yeah, for sure.
They always deliver. But I don't know. Anything else that we have? I feel like we've done it, dude.
There's one thing we haven't touched at all.
Mm.
But, I mean, are we going to touch it?
I don't know what you're alluding to.
Evolution? The pay-per-view this Sunday.
It's like, I think we're done. I think we're ready to go.
Yeah,
I seriously didn't know what you were alluding to.
Like, there's not much that really intrigues me. Like, I by no means think this show is going to suck. You can laugh at me if you want, but the way I look at it is, Tony Storm and Io Shirai is going to be a fantastic match. That's going to be awesome. Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler. Whether or not you're a fan of Shayna Baszler, the match is going to be a good match.
Last one was good.
Yeah. Now, Trish Stratus and Lita taking on Alicia and Mickie James. This is what I'm going to say about that match. It's probably going to be short.
I would make it a short match.
Yes. Yeah. Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. I'd imagine it's going to be a good match. They've had good matches. Ronda Rousey and Nikki Bella. The rumor is that they've been practicing every day in the Performance Center. So at the very least, the match is gonna be well put together, and there probably shouldn't be too many fuck ups. You know what I mean?
Mark it down right here, dude. Mark it down. Nikki Bella wins by help from Brie. I'm fucking saying it right now.
I fucking hope not.
I'm telling you right now. That's what I'm going with.
That's completely WWE though. Your historic, in quotations, historic landmark moment. To have the heel win. Because, they got to get that heat, pal.
Next week, I'll be back, and I'll be looking like fucking genius or not, I guess.
I'd imagine you're right. The Battle Royal. I mean, fuck that. They've done
historic. They even have to have that on there. It's not a women's battle. It's a historic women's battle.
Meeting
with women from history.
Well, because you got Tori Wilson, Michelle McCool, Lundra Blaze, Ivory, Molly Holly, Kelly Kelly.
Dude, first off, to have Medusa wrestle.
Who hasn't Lundra wrestled. Lundra Blaze.
Who, as far as I'm aware, hasn't wrestled since 2001.
Yeah.
But yeah, to bring her back as a Lundra Blaze, the fucking gall of him. Dude.
I know, man.
She's Medusa. That's what she is. Even when she was a monster truck driver, anything she does, she's Medusa.
Yep. Your fan base is not going to remember Alundra Blaze because, motherfucker, I was your fan base back then. And guess who doesn't remember Alundra Blaze? I don't. I remember Bull Nakano, though. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I was just going to say, you know what they should have fucked? I think she's retired now, but they should have got Bull Nakano.
Bull Nakano, to me, is more WWE women's division than Alundra Blaze because they were there the same amount of time. It's just Alundra Blaze was the babyface.
And I think they're going battle royal, so it'll just be everyone to start in the ring. I don't know.
It is. It's everybody starts in the ring. That is what it is.
If they did entrances, that would be really badass. Even if it was like a minute apart. Because if you have a Lundra Blaze come out, get in there, she starts working some people over.
Oh, Bull Nakano.
Then Bull Nakano?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh man, Bull Nakano. How crazy is her?
Bull Nakano's hot now.
She is. Oh my god.
It's weird.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
How like those Japanese jeans though, man. Those Japanese ladies, they don't get old looking. They don't. Until they hit like 80. When they hit 80, they get wrinkly. But until then, man, it's fair fucking game. They're all dried up inside. But you can still fuck. They look great. You know what I mean? It's like those oranges.
What oranges?
You know, like an orange. An orange can be all dried up inside, and the outside looks fantastic. That's right, my that's my comparison. Bring on the hate mail now at the Federation.
Well, I mean, there is there's lube for a reason, you know. If you got to lube her up, so be it. Yeah, no, they're hot longer than pretty much any race of women. I'm gonna go ahead and say it.
I would say I would say so.
Sorry, ladies of other colors, but
I mean, whatever, man. I like my Japanese ladies.
They truly like are a superior race.
Who, Japanese?
Yeah.
They live really fucking long, dude. You know, like they're doing
something
right.
They live
really
long. They don't age for shit.
Yeah,
they're smart as fuck.
Not a lot of them are fat as fuck either. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
they're small. You can put a lot of them in. You know, in a polite. Little bit of room.
Like they don't bang into each other. There's so many of them walking down the street, and they're so nice to each other until one gets drunk and starts putting his feet in their mouth.
Let's all. You know, let's all strive to live up to the level that the Japanese have set forth for us.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, buy your panties from a user.
Minus their, you know, their treatment of the ocean and shit. And they fucking whale. Yeah. That sucks.
I mean, they're a little prudish as well with their, like, I mean, relax yourself on the marijuana, guys. Come on.
Oh, yeah. You can get my dirty panties in a machine, but you can't smoke a plant from the ground that makes you silly. You know, I mean, fucking think about that.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And this evolution, I guess I'm going to see what's going on. Maybe I'll watch it live, but
I'm not going to watch it live. I'm not going to kid you there. I'm not watching it live. But there's two matches, at least three, that I really want to see. And
you see, it's two sponsors. One is WWE 2K19, the other one, K Jewelers. Seriously.
They're really, really going for their demographic. You know what demographic they're doing here, right? They're looking for all the women. So, brought to you.
See, they aired a thing on USA, like a prelude to it. It was like, oh my god, dude! I watched like the first 10 minutes, and it was so disgusting.
I know there's a thing on the network, The Road to Evolution. I don't know if that's
that's what it is. That's what it was.
Okay. Did you know that they're airing the first 30 minutes of Evolution on paper or on Twitter? And then there's also leading up to it today, there's a stream of past stuff just on Twitter and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to really have nothing else to fucking do.
Yeah, no, I agree.
To watch that shit, man.
I entertained.
That Road to Evolution.
I entertained watching Road Dead Evolution, and I was like, nah, I'd rather sleep.
Oh, dude, watch 5-10 minutes of it. It's fucking unbelievable.
I'd imagine it is.
It's so crazy, too, to sit and, like, we're doing, you know, like, it's 2018. You should have done this
years ago.
This honestly should have happened in the 80s or the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. You can't say you're the first all-women's pay-per-view because you're not. That happened in 1990 fucking, like, seriously, 1990 or 1991.
Mildred Burke was a main event star in wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
When everything was in black and white, motherfucker. Back before the story turned to color. Okay. And she was not, you know, she was the top fucking person, sellout places. This isn't a new thing. The world of wrestling has treated women pretty fucking equal since the 50s, man. We watched the NWA. Show for pay-per-view take two from like 1983. And the women's tag match on there is light years beyond WWE. At this, even at this point, probably like three women who are badass. Look, they look pretty hot, but they have wrestled well and they had really good tag team work and shit. So to say like, oh, you're just now doing it now is fucking ridiculous, man.
Yeah. I mean,
and they do the This Is Progress. Remember when they were in whatever fucking country it was? You know, where they had Sasha Banks had to like wear a fucking full body thing.
Oh, yeah, when they're in Dubai.
Right. And the crowd was chanting, This Is Progress. They still go with that, like, this is the first women's match ever. When it's not, Impact had women's wrestling over there.
Half naked.
Well before that, were they half naked?
They I don't think they changed their suits up. I don't know, but I don't think they did.
Either way, they did it before then.
Yep.
But they just ignore it, man. It just grosses me out, you know? Because the rest of us have fucking been there forever, and like they're gonna sit and pat themselves on the back about it now. 2019, dude. Oh fuck. I'm done.
You're done.
Enough of this. Enough of this bullshit.
I have to. Fuck wrestling.
Fuck. Sometimes I wonder. I watch wrestling, and I wonder if I even like wrestling still.
I question it every time.
When I'm watching Raw, I feel that way. I'm like,
yep. That's not wrestling, Jim. That's not wrestling.
We're getting closer and closer to the point where it's like I'm just not gonna fuck around with Raw and SmackDown anymore. It's like, we talk about pay-per-views, we'll watch pay-per-views.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't want to, if it wasn't for the fact of how much I fast, I mean, I watched Raw in probably 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. It doesn't take me long to watch Raw.
Yeah. So I guess it's not that much of an inconvenience.
Yeah. It just sucks having to fucking talk about it.
Yeah. Chat, do some shout outs to our fucking homies, Inhuman Experience Podcast. Sat Pod. I'm just gonna say, Scotty, you guys don't do a new episode pretty soon. I'm pulling you out of the shout outs, buddy.
You gotta come over. Come on, Scotty.
You gotta come hang out sometime. Who else we got? Shooting the Shiznit, THT Wrestling Podcast. I should have a list. Did I say Shooting the Shiznit?
Let's say with no.
Shout out to them. Much love. I think that's all of our people, the strap. Also check out Nuclear Heat Graphics. Shaheen from THT Podcast has a ton of badass artwork available there.
And don't forget powerbomb.tv.
Powerbomb.tv. So let's do our Twitter shout outs. There's a lot this week, dude. God damn it.
Good.
I mean, good. Yeah.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you know? It's from the prior few weeks, debacles and stuff. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's fair. You turned me around, sir. retweet our pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout out on the show, like our boys who we forgot in the podcast. Shout out Wrestling High Marks.
Love you guys.
I don't know how well I know those guys, really, but they smoke reefer and do a show, so that's pretty cool.
I think we should all smoke reefer sometime.
You can't do five people.
That's true. That's a lot of people.
Maybe they could send the funniest dude over here.
Or the one that hates his life the most to come deal with us for a couple hours.
If you gotta figure out which one of you is the best, then send him over here. Aaron Echoes, the Strap Podcast, Two Girls on a Bench.
I thought this was going somewhere completely different. Now, two girls on a bench. First, let me say this. If you're recording your podcast on a bench, you need to figure your life out. Second off, if you're not recording a podcast, you're doing something else on the bench, I'm in.
Looks like their podcast kicks the shit out of ours. Episode 32, they're on. And they're winners of the 2018 Podcast Awards for Comedy.
Wow.
We have twice as many followers as them in your face. boy, fucking Bobby Anthem. Check out all his shit, music. Yes. If you need voiceovers, dude.
That's your man.
That dude up. That is your man. He's literally the coolest voice in podcasting. Scotty from the Sad Pod, who's been doing some commentary, huh?
Yeah, for the video games for the Edmonton Fight Club or whatever. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, video game?
I don't know. Is he, what commentary is he doing? Have I missed out?
I don't know. He's doing some kind of commentary.
Oh, cool.
On something. I don't know. Why don't you come by and tell us about it, Scott?
Yeah, come talk about it, Scotty.
Spanish Announce Pod, Jacques Quixote, Balls Deep Network, Mr. Klondike Bill, Big Body Sam, Eric Turner, Glenn Schneider, Johnny Utah, AC Patty, Dom Homie, the Canned Air Podcast, Extraordinary Culture Podcast, Lee Unwin, Lucha Krusty, Leo, OK, Christian and Demon's Amazing Nerd Show, Fat Superman. Love that guy.
I do too.
His Fit Profile says, loves wrestling and being sober. So he's clean from the drugs and the booze. And he listens to us just sit and get fucked every week.
Yeah, I mean, I literally woke up this morning within 20 minutes, got ripped, and came and recorded this. So, because I slept in again.
Yeah. You're late today. Let's expose this to the fucking people.
Let's do it.
2.5 hours late today.
That's all? That's it? Shit. Not bad. I thought it was worse than that. Good. I got some room to spare then.
Like, oh, shit.
Let's see. We were supposed to record at, what, 10 your time, right?
And the funny thing is, the last two times, like, you were late 2 hours recently, too, but you picked the times. These aren't my
I know.
They're your opening time.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's like my body alarm does not want to wake up on a Saturday.
You need to get one of those old school ones where you wind it. I guess you'd forget.
That's what I use. That's what I use.
With the bells and shit?
No, it doesn't have a bell, but it's like it's one of those where it's just a stand up, you know, tick tock thing, right? A little guy with batteries in it. You just turn the back to set the alarm.
Does it not go off? Or what's happening?
I forgot to turn it on. There's a button on the back to turn it on. Because you gotta turn it off for it to stop. Like pressing the button doesn't do anything, it's just a snooze. Uh-huh. So there's a flip on the back. So I flipped that out of the back there yesterday morning, and when I went to bed, I fell asleep before turning it on, like a goddamn fool. And you know what's the worst part about it? My work alarm was still going, so I woke up at 6:45 and went back to sleep.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there we go. At least we know now. Everyone knows why.
Everybody knows the Tall Fudge was the fuck up. I mean, that's not been a secret. I mean. it was all over Twitter for a little while.
Nice. Jared, follow him at JaredPPVT2. Unfortunately, there were some technical issues where their show was not able to stream, so on Sunday.
Which is a shame, too, because I was so ready to watch that live.
I know. I watched NWA instead, so. THT Wrestling, Beachwing 22, Jeremy Foltz, Cody Hatch, Jay Dune, Limelink, Lynx Kinetic, The Divine One, Lance the Vine, Out of Touch Nerds, Federation. Hey.
Hey.
Well Kept and Unclean. Let's Get Shitty Show Podcast.
Still wondering about how you get shitty, sir. GGL in it and rub shit all over yourself?
No, isn't that up there? Like, I mean, that's kind of a term for getting drunk here. Like, that's getting
fair.
Shitty.
Okay. Fair enough. We don't use that in Canada, but yeah.
JC Sterling, Mike, and Oscar, Caleb Morganfield, Mickey D's. I always want to say Mikey. Fuck. EMCT Podcast, Evil Evan, Smack It Down, and Viva La JD. He was the first one this week. He nailed it. Well, the winner. Hey, compete to be the winner to tweet it first. There you go.
Yeah.
You win nothing.
Sorry. You win nothing but applause.
I think that's it, though. You got anything else to add before we depart?
No. I don't think I do, really, to be completely honest with you. Yeah. I mean, keep it fresh. Don't forget to pull your foreskin back and wash the cheese off the tip of your dick, and see you next week for your consultation.
There you go. Make sure you check your candy.
Yeah, for razor blades.
Send all your Snickers to us,
please. I'll take all your Mars bars. Thank you very much. I'm a Mars
fun
fan,
size.
So. Yeah, fun size Mars are amazing. They're totally different.
Yeah, they're the best. So I think that's going to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
For this week. So as always, we thank you very much for listening. Until next week, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. Be excellent to each other. And have a happy Halloween.
Ooh.